are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Sorry, got a little bit of cheddar cheese stuck in my teeth from break. Trying to get my calcium in. Calcium helps you lose weight. Yeah, I understand cheddar cheese, as long as it's not low fat, can be kind of fattening. Take a look at this now. They say calories, only 80 calories. Okay, 80 calories. Fat calories, 45 calories. Serving size is 1 ounce. 1 ounce equals an eighth of the package. Oh, never mind. I had about a fifth of the package. All right, so probably I just had about 160 calories. You know what? That's okay. That's okay. What I'll do is I'll just kegel my way through the show, and we'll be able to lower the calories. BlackBerry shares plummet as a buyout collapses. We'll talk about that. I don't really want to see BlackBerry fall, but I think this whole electronic world we live in shocks a lot of us. Then we have an NYU student who was hospitalized after being stuck between buildings for 2 days. Why was he trapped between two buildings? The HPV vaccine. Many women do not want to spend $180 a shot, let alone for 3 shots to protect themselves from human papillomavirus, boys as well, which could cause cervical cancer, penile cancer, throat cancer, etc. Now they think only 1 shot may do the trick. Girls are hitting puberty earlier and earlier. Of course, we link it to obesity. But how young are these girls going through puberty now? Pretty scary stuff. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I have an iPhone. And you know, I know we started this show almost five years ago. I'm going to hit my five-year birthday, January 9th, 2014 will be my 5 year on air. I know, you wonder why I haven't gotten fired yet. I know we started this out just medical, but we started talking about everything, politics, education, economics, etc. And I don't like seeing these big companies who were a forefront, okay, and who should get credit for the smartphone movement start to fall. Apparently, BlackBerry was hoping for a rescue from its biggest shareholder by a deadline today, but the deal did not take the form investors were hoping, and unfortunately, their stock price plummeted once again. The smartphone company will receive a $1 billion investment from Prem Watsa's Fairfax Financial and other parties, a loan that could be converted into stock down the road if a recovery takes shape. All right, there's a 7-year term, so I mean, it's still alive and well. BlackBerry is still alive and well, but they've been having some major problems. Okay, I'm not going to go into all the economics of it, but I guess shares of BlackBerry were already kind of dealing with the skeptics doubting the $4.7 billion deal that was supposed to happen to buy BlackBerry at $9 per share. When we look at our smartphones, okay, now I could be wrong, and correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't BlackBerry come out before the iPhone? Yeah, okay, right? Most of us had a BlackBerry, and we were shocked that we could play video games. You had that little baby ball. A lot of you guys love your BlackBerries. You're in love with them, and you still use them. So the people who are really, really faithful to their BlackBerries. But the BlackBerries then immediately became overcome by the smartphones. It was almost instantaneously where you basically had a little computer at your fingertips. And everybody found that to be so cool. I got rid of my BlackBerry. I'm just as guilty. But if BlackBerry was one of the forefathers of our new smartphone age, right? You know, I just kind of look at it as, you know, they shouldn't just fall by the wayside. They should still be a part of the team. You know, like for example, if Medical Talk Radio and Medical TV does later skyrocket to the degree that I'm hoping it does, okay, I am hoping that me being one of the foremothers, right, forefathers of it, Dean Adele, Dr. Laura, would get to be a part of it, okay? But my guess is no, out with the old, in with the new. So it's one of those things where, you know, even though I don't have a BlackBerry and I prefer iPhone, I still feel like credit should be given where credit's due. Unfortunately, with economics, it doesn't matter. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a New York University student is recovering in the hospital today after being rescued from being between two buildings where he may have been trapped for up to 2 days. 5 p.m. on Sunday, firefighters arrived and had to breach a concrete wall to get to 19-year-old Asher Vong Tao, who was wedged in a coffin-sized space between a 17-story NYU dorm building and a parking garage in Lower Manhattan. He was unconscious. They had to breach a wall to gain access to get him out. He was in serious condition and rushed to Bellevue Hospital. He was stuck on the ground floor. It took about an hour and a half to get him out. They're not sure how he was stuck, but they think he was trapped for at least 2 days. Apparently, friends reported him missing after a fire alarm drill. When they called authorities, they were also told to check the roof, right, because of hangover. They went door to door, etc. Who knew? Now, from what we understand, he is in fair condition at Bellevue Hospital. Very odd, right? I would say that's kind of odd, right, to think that somebody would, I mean, you know, with a fire drill. I mean, where would he, how do you get stuck between two buildings? Do you think you could cut through? I mean, I'm pretty familiar with New York, and I understand that a building could be the length of a block sometimes. So you trying to cut, even though there's alleyways, maybe he was just trying to bypass traffic. I don't know. But a child or a kid in that sort of state would be probably severely dehydrated, obviously undernourished for 2 days, but you could live. So, and he was unconscious. So he must have passed out. Not to mention, it could get pretty hot in there. All right, so thank God. But I really don't understand what college students do. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, our girls are becoming more pubertized early, and we're wondering why we have such issues with teen sex. We'll talk about that. And then HPV vaccine, you don't need to maybe get all three of them. Maybe we could cut back. Then another interesting topic I'm finding here. I think there are these bioterror threats that we may be overlooking that are still out there. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary. It's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Amanda Bolfold here from Midas Resources. Today, October 31st, 2013, gold opened at $13.2650. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.7454, $6.8727 for a half ounce, or $3.4363 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $13.7454, $6.8727, and $3.4363. Happy Halloween!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, and I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Yeah, I ate a little bit more cheese. I'm putting it away. I'm almost at the halfway mark. Oh, my gosh. I feel so bad. That means 4-8. That means I almost had 320 calories. You know what? That'll be my lunch, and I'll have some fruit. So I'll have a less than 500-calorie lunch. That's how I'll have to do it. I know, I feel guilty now. Big thanks to Don, working the dials. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, I'm glad I'm a physician, because as my boys, I have two boys, right, going through their changes and their puberty, I'm glad I could understand a lot what's going on. In fact, I picked up on the whole puberty thing before my husband did. See, I thought the reason why you have daddy around is so when the boys go through puberty, you got, you know, daddy to kind of help them deal with it and things like that and whatever. That, daddy was just as clueless, right? And then I'm like, no, okay, see, what's happening is you're going through this and you're going through that. And, you know, my husband's like, really? Already? I'm like, yeah, you know, kids are starting puberty earlier this age. What if you had asked me, when is it too early? If a girl is below 8 years old and a boy is before 9 years old, it's a little too early. But, you know, my kids are 13 and 11, right? It's now that things are starting to sprout and grow. And, you know, my little one a couple years back, he was 8 years old, and he had seen hair on his leg. So he goes, Mommy, look, puberty, look, Mommy, I got puberty. And I mean, I almost, when I hear him screaming down the hall, I have puberty, right? And he wants to show me, Mommy, look, I have puberty. I'm like, oh gosh, I don't think I want to see this. I mean, I almost went into a full run of PBCs. But then luckily he was just showing me the hair on his leg. I was like, oh, thank heavens. And even my husband looked relieved. And I'm like looking at him like, wait a second, you're the guy. Okay, I understand if I was raising the girls. I understand if I had girls I was raising, I'd have to be the one handling all the period stuff. I get that. Okay, but I'm the mom. Don't I get a little break? I have to deal with all this puberty stuff with my patients. Don't I get a little break with my own kids? No, I don't. You know, Dad looked so relieved. And I think he looked relieved because my son came to me. All it was some hair on his legs. Okay, and I told him that's very, very good. He goes, see, Mom, I'm in puberty too. Probably because we were talking about older brother going through puberty. So everybody wanted to be in puberty in the house except Mom and Dad. They didn't want anybody in puberty. So anyway, they're going through all that. Their voices are changing. You know, they're starting to need deodorant. We're telling them to, you know, when they take a shower to actually wash their hair. Okay, that showers are for cleaning, washing their hair and things like that. That could stink as opposed to whatever they decide to do in the shower. So it's a very, very stressful time. Mind you, it's a stressful time for the kids as well. Apparently, these girls are going through puberty earlier and earlier. Now, when I was in school in the 80s, you were like 13, roughly 13. Now, I mean, you know, man, women, girls are already having sex at 13. I mean, this is some scary stuff. All right? And they think that what's happening is because these kids are more and more obese. You know, they're hitting puberty earlier. And it's true. That's what the hormones do. Now, they also find that girls that do start puberty earlier are at risk for lower self-esteem, higher rates of depression, and lower academic achievement. Not to mention early maturation could put you at risk, according to Medical News Today, for obesity, hypertension, even cancer, like breast cancer, ovarian, and endometrial cancer later. So apparently, according to this one study conducted through the Breast Cancer and Environmental Research Program established by the National Institute of Environmental Health Science, they followed 1,200 girls aged from 6 to 8 years old from the year 2004 to 2011. Okay? And they examined the ages at which breast development began and the impacts of body mass index and race ethnicity. And they used criteria of pubertal maturation, including the Tanner breast stages, which outlines the 5 stages of breast development. We talked about those, you know, buds versus, you know, and the different Tanner stages with hair under their arms and hair in certain pubic areas. Okay, we won't go into that. We don't have to go into that. Okay. Well, they found that the girls were followed longitudinally, meaning they kept coming in for regular visits, all right, and then they could basically document what's happening at each time. And they say by race, they found that breast development began, depending on race, okay, in black girls, 8.8 years old. Hispanic girls, 9.3 years old. Asian girls, 9.7 years old. Non-Hispanic white girls, 9.7 years old. Now, that would equate to some of us, like fourth grade, going into fifth. When I was in the fifth grade, I had no breasts at all. I remember wanting to wear a bra, even though I didn't need to. I remember my chest hurting, and I thought I had breast cancer, but my mom said, no, that's just you going to puberty. Puberty. And I remember, then all of a sudden, I mean, I was like a D cup without even realizing. All right. But, that's earlier. That's earlier than our generation. Many of us didn't start breasts till we were 11, 12. Researchers note that the age of 9.7 years old for white girls is earlier than previously reported. They said that BMI served as a stronger link to early puberty rather than race or ethnicity. So the heavier a girl was, the more likely they were to have puberty. So why the risk with ovarian cancer, breast cancer, etc.? Well, remember, ovarian cancer, the less times you ovulate, the better. Not that that is healthy for those of you having anovulatory cycles or for those of you not popping out eggs. Still not the best. Okay, you know, just because you block your girl's periods doesn't mean they're not going to get ovarian cancer. But the more you ovulate, and if you start earlier, that could put you at risk. Breast cancer because of the obesity and endometrial cancer because of the obesity. Plus, if you gain weight and then you start to, shall we say, your hormones don't seem to be fixed, shall we say, and still a little screwy like a lot of obese girls get, you could be at risk for endometrial cancer as well. From hormone mismatch and not having unopposed estrogen and things like that, depend on what happens. So, you know, my suggestion is, you know, make sure your children are not overweight. You also want to be careful about your children being such heavy athletes where they don't get periods. You want to make sure they get a little bit of body fat. You know, many of you will come in saying, I don't understand it. My daughter's getting fat. Why is that? Okay, and she's 11 years old. She's 12 years old. You're like, I don't understand what's going on. Check her thyroid. Well, your body will naturally, because of puberty, start holding some of the fat because it needs the fat hormones. So some girls will actually start pudging a little bit, and then it helps them with the breast development, their hip development, etc. For other girls that never get to and the fat never gets to build up a little bit, they may stay more flat-chested, etc. They may get their period. Sometimes they get abnormal periods. Sometimes they'll be fine. So I'm not saying let your child get fat by any means, but be aware of what could be some pubertal changes. Now, what I always do is if ever I have a child with very rapid weight gain, I absolutely check the thyroid. Why not? I also take a look at the child's eating habits. Why not? Let's make sure they're not overeating. Let's make sure they're not overdoing it with the carbs. Best time to start good eating habits, because a lot of kids can eat crap. I mean, I saw what happened on Halloween, right? Then we went to UNLV football game, and my kids wanted peanuts, and they wanted soda, and they wanted cotton candy. I didn't buy any of that. By the way, I went and saw Ender's game with my kid, right? And he wanted a drink, so I went up to the counter, $6.75 for a drink. This is getting ridiculous. Are you kidding me? $6.75 for a drink. Of course I smuggle in waters. That's ridiculous. Anyway, yeah, the drink was going to be like a Coke Slurpee or something like that. We didn't need the sugar. We didn't need the calories. But damn, $6.75. Yeah, no, yeah, apparently the Coke Slurpee wasn't working, so I said I'll pass. My kid was livid. Where was I going with that? Why was I talking about, and I didn't like Ender Games that much. I mean, it was okay, but to me, I need Harrison Ford doing his Indiana Jones thing. I'm not very good at him, you know, trying to be, you know, do his method acting in a kid's movie. All right. So, puberty. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, while we're dealing with puberty, boys and girls are supposed to be getting the HPV vaccine, the human papillomavirus vaccine. Now, this human papillomavirus vaccine is supposed to protect you against cervical cancer. It's supposed to protect you against genital warts and possibly throat cancer. That affects men and boys. Apparently, it's supposed to take three shots. Three shots. However, women who received only one vaccine dose produced antibodies at lower levels than those given two or three. Now, still, researchers don't know how many antibodies you really, really need. We know that three doses are good, but it's very hard to take a healthy woman with kind of halfway virus antibodies and then subject her and see if she gets it. I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, you don't really have a lot of volunteers, okay? But they did find that even women who received one dose had 5 to 9 times stronger that of an immune response than those who were infected with the HPV naturally. So, even though more research is going to be needed, that could save a crap load of money. Now, right now, the HPV vaccine is currently licensed for people between the ages of 9 and 26. It works great if you get it before you're sexually active, which is why there's this push to give young girls the HPV as well as the boys. Okay? But we are having a big compliance issue. Also, a lot of people don't want to spend the money. So if we could get people to maybe just, shall we say, if we find that one shot works, that's great. Now, I think there was another study talking about how we may be able to do away with the pap smear later, and I'll tell you how. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Well, remember a study came out about a year or two ago saying in these underserved populations, why don't we just use a little bit of vinegar and use a green light, and we'll be able to probably save millions of dollars on pap smear testing because you could see HPV damage on the cervix. And so you could pretty much pick up cervical cancer a hell of a lot cheaper than getting the pap or the swab and then smearing it on a slide or dumping it in a thin prep bottle or however else now we do it as opposed to smearing it on a slide. Well, the idea back then came that, you know, let's just look for the HPV as opposed to the change in cells. And that may be a better way to smear. Well, another study has come out yesterday saying screening for HPV is 60% to 70% more protective against invasive cervical cancer than actually doing the pap smear. Until there now, there's been no direct estimates of the relative efficacy of actually looking at the HPV-based versus the cytology-based, all right? But they say our analysis shows that the HPV-based screening appears to be prevent more invasive cervical cancers than just the cytology. So now they recommend HPV-based cervical screening, right, from age 30 at intervals of at least 5 years. So apparently Dr. Guglielmo Ronco of the Center for Cancer Epidemiology and Prevention in Turin, Italy, and his colleagues looked at a follow-up study of four randomized trials that looked at 176,000 women aged 20 to 64. They were randomly assigned to either pap smear or HPV-based screening. I know. By the way, the HPV-based screening, you still need to take a sample, so you're still doing a pelvic. The women were then followed for a mean of 600.5 years. There were about 107 of those 176,000 women that had cervical cancer, all right? And they found that detection was similar but lower, all right? Now they have all these numbers. Okay, well, going back to the base of this, I don't want to start going into all the numbers and the clear and whatever. Basically, the HPV was pretty damn good. Okay, maybe, again, pap smears are still the number one choice, but HPV screening, all right, is not a bad thing to do. Now, I am very for HPV screening because we had a friend who had normal pap smears year after year, still ended up having stage 3 cervical cancer. Apparently, what happened is the HPV test wasn't done. She was over 30. HPV test wasn't done because it was still kind of, you know, roughly being talked about it. And the doctor's cervical brush might not have hit that where the cancer was the whole time. So the cancer spread upward. So the pap smears that were done never picked up on it. So I run HPV on everybody over 30. And because of that, if God forbid anything is positive, then we go further. We do a colpo, we get guide involved, etc. They say the increased protection was especially prevalent for women aged 13 to 35. They found that HPV screening every 5 years compared with cytology every 3 was most protective against cervical cancer. Now, this could be cool. Doing HPV testing every 5 years could be pretty cool. Here's the problem, though, okay? You know, in your average married monogamous woman, okay, maybe you could get away with that, but what if she's monogamous but the partner isn't? I don't know if I would want to wait 5 full years between screenings. I would be very nervous about that. All right? And we know cervical cancer kills, and we know many cases of cervical cancer that does kill gets found late stage. So I know there's this big push to start putting off pap smears, putting off screening. I would probably do it a little sooner, even though we understand HPV is slow growing. We get that. But I mean, if one of my friends who had normal pap smears still got stage 3 cervical cancer, can you imagine if she waited 5 years in between? Could have been stage 4. I don't even want to think about it. So it's a topic definitely worth keeping our eye on. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is interesting. I was reading Fox News, and they have this deadly bioterror threat, 6 real risks. Now, every now and then we talk about bioterrorism, and I know some of you are thinking about the anthrax, etc., but we don't realize that we have actual bioterrorism threats right under our noses. So, for example, there is a new highly potent strain of botulism called Botulism H, and they say this is a serious threat because there's no treatment. Now, botulism is on the CDC list, okay, but they think there needs to be a completely different category of deadly, untreatable biological agents, like the H5N1, avian flu, MERS, the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, some of the lethal coronaviruses. Now, none of these illnesses have yet been detected in the U.S. Avian flu right now is not contagious among humans, but it does infect poultry. And we do know that viruses could possibly mutate or even fall into the wrong hands. So, it's interesting. There's a new botulism out. Then, of course, the antibiotic-resistant agents. So we talked about how we have the MRSA. We have a variety of bacteria that are becoming multiple antibiotic resistant. They say 23,000 Americans die every year, 2 million infected with an antibiotic resistant bacteria. Now, research was funded in part by the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, DARPA, which is an arm of the U.S. Department of Defense, announced that they had found a way to make a rapid blood test that could distinguish between viral and bacterial infections, even among unknown strains. This will hopefully help people from not going to the antibiotics, so that the doctor could then run the test and then tell you, look, it's not bacterial, it's viral, so we don't have to give you an antibiotic. That is phenomenal. This is huge. Now, will patients still talk their doctors into giving them what they want? They could. But hopefully this will stop a lot. All right? They say with this rapid threat assessment program, DARPA is encouraging researchers to develop technologies that can map a biological threat's molecular mechanism in less than 30 days. They need to speed up the development of antidotes as well. Then we come to the anthrax. Now, anthrax, people were shocked about the whole post-9/11 anthrax attacks. Okay? It has been a biological weapon of choice for many years. From what we understand, the British played with it with World War II on an island off the coast of Scotland. Apparently killed livestock, etc. And I guess that island has remained contaminated and off limits until the 1990s. The U.S. does have a stockpile of medications for its citizens in event of various bioterrorism attacks. Salmonella. Now, salmonella could attack and sicken many people. People don't think that foodborne illnesses could be an issue, but they can. In 1984, a cult sickened more than 700 people in a foodborne bioterrorism attack in Oregon. Okay? Now remember, I mean, a bioterrorism attack can be as easy as you trying to wipe some raw poultry on a plate of food next to you. That's considered bioterrorism, people. It can happen. Then we look at smallpox and the plague. 300 million people died from smallpox in the 20th century. Now, the U.S. is extremely well prepared for a smallpox attack. There are vaccinations on hand for every American, according to them. It could be widely released in aerosol form. The CDC considers the bacterium also Y. pestis, which is part Yersinia pestis, the pneumonic plague, also a bioterrorism threat. If you're not treated within 48 hours, the fatality rate could be 100%. So pneumonic plague, dangerous stuff. Bubonic plague makes buboes, pneumonic plague like pneumonia. That's how I remember it. So, it's still not that easy. I mean, to be able to take something and then turn it into a threat. Now, remember, bioterrorism is different than chemical, like sarin gas. That's different. Okay, that's a different sort of terrorism. That's chemical weaponry. But bioterrorism is when you use a biological agent to hurt somebody else. Many of you will sneeze and wipe infection. In fact, on Glee, Sue Sylvester did bioterrorism by having one of the sick cheerleaders sneeze on the principal. That's there. Yeah, see? And then got him sick. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vaporia e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vaporia e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vaporia e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware, and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So this fatal shooting that happened on Friday at LAX, we're getting more and more information about the suspect as we go. And this has been reported here by CNN.com. Paul Ciancia, 23 years old of Los Angeles, is charged with murder of a federal officer and commission of violence in an international airport. He had been shot by officers on Friday and was in critical condition at Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center on Sunday. Now, Attorney General Eric Holder said Monday that more investigation is necessary to uncover a motive for the attack, but there was a note found on Ciancia that indicated that he wanted to kill TSA employees to, quote-unquote, instill fear in what the suspect called the agent's traitorous minds, according to FBI Special Agent in Charge David Bowditch. According to somebody who knew Ciancia and his three roommates well, Ciancia began asking for a ride to the airport days before the shooting. He claimed he needed to fly to New Jersey to help his sick father, but he never said what day he needed to leave. On Friday, Ciancia burst into a roommate's room and demanded a ride to the airport immediately. Okay, the roommate obliged, and they don't really think the roommate had any idea of Ciancia's plans. Okay, he just drove him because he said. Around the same time, Ciancia was sending text messages to his family members who live in Pennsville, New Jersey. One of these texts suggested that something bad would happen. Now, apparently Ciancia has no known history of mental illness. The text did appear to be unhappy and alarming enough that the father decided to call police. Now, LAPD Commander Andy Smith said police were first called to check on Ciancia at 10:06 a.m. Officers arrived at his apartment 6 minutes later, but he was already gone. Now, the timeline provided Monday by police, from what we understand according to CNN, differed from that offered by, I guess, the representative from Texas, Michael McCall, who said police arrived at the apartment 45 minutes after the suspect had left for the airport. So there's going to be some back and forth on that one. According to the LAPD account, they arrived 52 minutes after the shooting, which began around 9:20 a.m. It was not immediately clear when Ciancia left for the airport. I mean, I don't expect the police to get there that quickly. I mean, first of all, I don't know if any of you have ever driven in L.A., okay, I mean, I understand police should be able to with their lights and sirens, but you got to cut them some slack. You can't get anywhere in a few minutes in L.A. No way. I mean, unless you're walking across the street. Number two is for a text to go through to the family. And if the family instantaneously saw it and dealt with it, that's usually not what happens. The text comes in. Maybe there's some dilly-dally. Maybe it gets read. And then all of a sudden, someone's like, wait a second, let me look into this deeper. Hey, honey, come take a look at this. This is what's going on. So then they take a look and they go, well, that's odd. And maybe they go back and forth, texting back and forth or whatever. So if there was a time delay, you can't always blame police. I mean, I am shocked. I would be shocked if from the time of the text that any authority could really intervene that quickly unless you have very well-trained individuals, kind of like working like 24 and Jack Bauer, where they get the message, they call to Washington, Washington calls to L.A., L.A. sends a dispatch who's already nearby on the scene. You know what I mean? Anyway, about 9:20 a.m., Ciancia walked up to the TSA checkpoint in Terminal 3. He pulled a .22 caliber assault rifle from his bag, shot TSA officer Gerardo Hernandez at point-blank range. Then he went up an escalator and returned to shoot Hernandez again, apparently after seeing him move. Witnesses say he went from person to person asking, are you TSA? Traveler Leon Sarian said, no, I just shook my head, and he kept going. Now, Hernandez, 39 years old, was the first TSA officer to die in the line of duty since the agency was created in 2001. His wife said that he took pride in his duty for the American public and the TSA mission. He was married, had two children, etc. Now, two other TSA officers were wounded, a James Spear, 54 years old, and a Tony Grigsby, 36 years old. Then a traveler was shot in the leg, 29-year-old Brian Ludmer of Lake Forest, Illinois. He has been reported to be in fair condition. Now, TSA officers are unarmed. So airport police officers were the ones who shot Ciancia multiple times in the chest. From what we understand, the officers were 60 seconds behind Ciancia. Even though 60 seconds is quick, sometimes that's not enough. Should TSA have guns? Now, many of you definitely felt the delays. Over 167,000 airline passengers were affected by the incident. JetBlue temporarily moved its operations to Long Beach Airport. 40 flights were affected. 30 were canceled, involving about 40,000 passengers. I'm surprised that little. Usually a terminal being down, you'd think there was more. 919 flights were delayed over the next couple days, etc. Okay, so Ciancia could face death penalty or life in prison without parole. the U.S. Attorney General would decide whether to pursue a death sentence. TSA Administrator John Pistoli said the shooting was prompted by a review of security protocol with partner agencies. Now they're going to, you know, partner with local law enforcement, figure out, you know, what the hell's going on. But it could have been like a shopping mall shooting. I mean, this is some scary stuff. You know, the speed at which he runs to a roommate saying, I need you to take me to the airport now. I mean, it sounds like there could have been drugs on board. It'd be interesting to see if drugs were on board. Okay, it'd be nice to know. I mean, we always attribute this to psychiatric illness, and even with drugs, obviously people have psychiatric illness. But it'd be interesting to see what was on board on him at the time of this. I don't understand why TSA does not have protection. I don't get that. Now, remember there was a shooting? I think it was on Independence Day years ago at LAX Airport in the El Al terminal. And El Al is the airline for Israel. Well, that shooter got taken down immediately because El Al have their own security and they had guns. So, I know there's going to be a push to have less and less guns out there, but I find it ridiculous that these TSA agents can't defend themselves, that you and I can't defend ourselves. And, you know, luckily there were police. On stage, I mean, luckily we did have police, but 60 seconds is a very, very long time when it comes to somebody sitting there at point blank range shooting you dead. It's a shame. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And I mean, people are going to argue both ways. Anytime there's a story, okay, they're going to argue, okay, well, how he got the gun? I want to know how this guy got a gun. Right? I want to know any prior arrests, any prior, how he passed any background checks. I still think we need to do a psychological stress test for everybody. That couldn't hurt. All right. Background checks, you know, if somebody uses drugs but never got caught, who's to stop them from using drugs later? But see, my problem is how do us good guys protect ourselves? You know, we were talking about how a lot of parents are not arming their kids, but they're protecting their kids with Kevlar protection lining in their backpacks, jackets, etc. So now we got to go to school bulletproof. What if somebody tries to aim at your head? I mean, there's got to be a way where we could protect ourselves from somebody armed while the government is disarming us good guys. I'm frightened. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. In breaking news right now, a Central Connecticut State University is on lockdown. Apparently, this is not a drill. Students are being asked to seek shelter. According to a campus police spokeswoman, they do not have an active shooter on campus. But from what we understand, they are urging students to remain indoors due to a campus emergency. Apparently, there were sightings of a masked man with a gun or a man wearing camouflage and carrying a knife entering a dormitory, but this has not been confirmed by police. We'll keep you guys posted as we find out at Connecticut State University. Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hang me down. Hang me down. Hang me down. In a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You don't hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down. In a little white church.
Which do you love best? Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes, yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.